This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the things holding up whatever Congress may or may not do on an economic relief plan is whether there is going to be help for states and cities whose sales tax revenues have fallen hard during this pandemic because we're just not going out to restaurants and bars and stores like the way we used to. In a lot of states, though, that drop has not been as big as expected, or revenues have actually increased thanks to a 2018 Supreme Court decision. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
You were always supposed to pay taxes on the stuff you bought online. But until recently, states could not require online retailers to collect those taxes.
Individuals who purchased goods were expected to keep track of the untaxed items they purchased and remit to the state.
Jared Walczak at the Tax Foundation says, as you might imagine,
compliance was incredibly low. Barely anyone did it.
So states were losing hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes a year. But in 2018, the Supreme Court ruled that states could pass legislation requiring online retailers to collect taxes on their behalf. Turns out, that came at a good time. Glenn Hager is controller for the state of Texas.
With the pandemic and so many people staying home, that has caused a significant increase in the amount of purchases that are online.
People are buying laptops and bike shorts and patio furniture online. And before this 2018 decision, Texas would not have collected taxes on most of those purchases. The state estimated it would bring in an additional $500 million a year because of this ruling. It's actually collecting double that. And in Kansas, tax revenues are up by 9% compared to this time last year, in part because of this decision.
I think it's actually helping the states quite a bit.
That's Lucy DeDion at the Urban Institute. She says a lot of states are still seeing their tax revenues drop overall. Like in Texas, they're down by almost 3.5% this fiscal year. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.